Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I want to first thank my Heavenly Father for blessing me and waking me up this morning. I also want to thank the young lady that helped me with my video this morning, as this was her first time, and it was very fun for her. Now, with today's topic, today's subject is overcoming boredom. Now, with all that is going on around the world, it is almost becoming impossible to keep individuals indoors. Now, you know, there have been things that's been on the news. We've been hearing more stuff about coronavirus. I'm so sick of hearing about coronavirus, I don't know what to do. However, it is something that we have to get used to for now, and we also have to adapt to our new lifestyle. And a lot of individuals don't like it, especially when you're looking outside and you're seeing how beautiful the day is, and it looks like a pretty day outside, and then it's like you got to go back inside. It's like you're on punishment or something. Now, with that being said, and not only with that, is many individuals are going crazy because they are bored. They're bored. Now, I'm not sure who's having the hardest time, and I'm also noticing that it's also affecting our pets and our animals. But for our own health and safety, as well as those including our first responders, our medical staff, and our therapists, we have to find healthy and creative ways to reduce our boredom. And that's what today's show is going to be talking about. And if you are doing something, your family is doing something, your kids, that you think that you want to share with the world, because you got to remember, this show is being heard in several different countries, including the United States. So if you're calling from another state or another country, I want to know what you're doing. If you want to call in, give us a call at 516-387-1914. Again, 516-387-1914. Because I know that many of you are talented and creative. So let me log on my first caller. Good morning. This is Jeanette. Number ended in 09. How are you doing?
Good. Good.
Okay. Sounds like Michelle. So, Michelle, when we talk about overcoming boredom, I remember when I was a kid and I would drive my mother crazy because I used to get so bored and I used to try to go to the living room. I would flip the light switch off and on, talking about party over here. You know, I used to do some silly stuff because I was a kid that I needed mental stimulation. And my mother could not keep me indoors, nor did I want to stay at home. I used to always say, I'm so bored. And my mother used to say, go get a book. And I think that's why to this day I do not like reading, because everybody want to always give me a freaking book. But my question to you, Michelle, is when we talk about overcoming boredom, what are you doing to help you, or how are you doing with this in regards to trying to stay indoors?
Well, I sleep, you know, because I read my Bible, you know. Right now I have my brother and his girlfriend come by just to, like, keep watch on me, you know, and I don't use because sometimes I do feel like to go use, but deep down I don't want to, you know, and...
Okay. You sound like you got people coming in to kind of help you not be bored with people. Okay, we got another caller calling in. Let me log this caller on. Good afternoon. This is Jeanette, number ending in 88. How are you doing? Welcome to Precious Predicaments. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. This is Michelle. My other phone went out.
I'm calling Michelle.
You from my fax line.
Well, hey, you got to do what you got to do. You know what, Michelle?
I tried to call from Instant Messenger, but I don't know how to do it. So I just signed on. I was listening, so.
No problem. Now, when we start talking about boredom, and you know, Michelle, I know who you are, too. And, you know, I got two Michelles on the phone. Okay, so I don't know how I'm going to figure this one out. But with the Michelle, with 8-8, you have children in the home. And I know that sometimes with kids, it can be a challenge. And like I said earlier when I was doing my Facebook Live, I don't know basically who is affecting us the most, whether it's the older senior citizens being cooped up in the house, whether it's the teenagers that we always have had a hard time with keeping indoors, whether it's the little children that want to go outside and play, or just other people, meaning like myself, because I know I'd be going crazy. But I want to start with my daughter, and I hope she called in today. I got a funny story I got to tell. The other night, we were sitting there, and we was watching TV, and it was about 9 o'clock. So Mr. Ryder just decided he could go outside because he got bored. He went in the backyard. And me and Tisha, we looked at him like, where do you think he going? He politely, because he knows how to open up the door now, he politely got up, went outside, closed the door. Me and Tisha in the house, the dog in the house, but Ryder went in the backyard. So I looked, and I told Tisha, because Tisha wanted to go, and Tisha was pissed. Like, I know this sucker didn't just go outside. I told Tisha, I said, lock the door. And we were making sure that he didn't hop the fence or leave the front yard or something like that, because he went in the backyard, so he was safe in the back. So when Ryder decided to turn that doorknob, I got to stop laughing. When Ryder tried to turn that doorknob and that door was locked, Ryder started banging on the door. He started screaming and hollering. And I started cracking up, and I was trying not to laugh. But I don't know what made him think he could just go outside and play at nighttime. So, Michelle, 8-8, how are you doing with your children that want to get outside and want to go outside? What are you doing with that?
Well, actually, they develop my living. I do take them outside, and we go on a walk. And then we have a park here, but nobody's there. So mm-hmm. we just walk in the development. And now, I mean, they're getting to the point where they're bored with going outside. I go in the backyard, you know, and play basketball with them. And we have a basketball hoop, or we play ball, or we do something like that. But before all of this stuff started, they would sometimes go outside, and I did the same thing. I locked the door so that they got the point that what made you think you could go out there without – you can't just go out there without saying something, you know. But – my kids are more bored because they want to go play with kids,
yeah.
not just being outside. I'm taking them for a drive in the car, and I don't get them out. I take somebody with me if I have to get out and get something, but I'm trying not to do that. And it is very difficult. My son wants to sleep most of the time. I'm thinking what you were just saying, is it affecting, who is it affecting more? It's starting mm-hmm. to affect them, like they're bored, you know, and then, you know, they're like, when I keep saying it, we can't go because everybody's sick, you know, we can't go out, I don't want to die, Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
and you
wow.
know, and that's the thing, because it seems like people are ignoring it. Teacher sent me this YouTube thing where they broke up a party in L.A., and it would look like it was a whole bunch of people at that party. And, I mean, because people are out still trying to do what they want to do. And, yeah, we need to live our life and live as normal as we possibly can. But we also have to adapt and we have to listen to what's being said. I know yesterday my granddaughter and I, we had to cut my backyard because my yard was a hot mess. Well, by the time I got finished with that yard, my back was hurting, my long arms was hurting, my butt was hurting, everything was hurting. But I still had to do the yard because I told Tisha, I said, I'm going to have me a birthday party because my birthday is next Tuesday. And oh. she was like, Mom, you can't have no party. You can't have no party. I was like, of all the years I've been on this earth, and Michelle, you know I've celebrated even my birthday with clients. I've never not done nothing for my birthday. I'm like, how am I not supposed to do nothing for my birthday? That's not cool. So I said, I guess I'm going to have a Zoom party. You know, I'm going to do like people that just start playing music and dancing, and we all going to be dancing on Facebook and Zoom for my birthday. I was like, this sucks. So we did the yard. We did all of that. But even people coming in and out of your house, you got to be careful because you don't know who's sick, who's not sick, you know, and it's getting to the point to where we have to pay attention to these things because, I mean, I'm about tired of talking about the coronavirus because that is boring the hell out of me too. But by that same token, when I woke up this morning and they said, now we got to be quarantined for a whole nother, be in the house for a whole nother month, I'm like, for real? This is getting ridiculous. And then I was telling Tisha after Michelle, I don't know if I told you that I had something living in my garage and I've been kind of paranoid about going in my garage for 9 days. I called myself, go lock it, whatever it was, in the garage, right? So
what was it?
I don't know. My neighbor said that there's been raccoons and possums in the neighborhood. So I guess it was a raccoon or something. I don't know what it was, but it was ugly. And it scared the crap out of me. So I was waiting for one of my grandkids to come and try to help me catch whatever it was. So what I did was I locked it in the garage, and 9 days later, I opened the door, and I told my granddaughter, and I told my daughter-in-law, I said, when I open the door and I open up the garage, look and see what it is that runs out. Michelle,
it won't run out.
When I let me tell you what happened. When I opened the door from the house to the garage, I looked on the side of the garage. That mother sucker opened the door and let itself out. My door was open. The chain was still at the top of the lock. So you can see where the chain, you know, you have a chain that you put at the top. The chain was on the door, but the door was pushed open and it must have squoze out. That thing must have been bored up in there and said, I'm getting up out of here. You ain't gonna starve me to death. It left. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So boredom does a lot of things to a lot of people, and like I said, including pets and animals. Now, I have some information, and it is from healthypsych.com. And when it talks about how to combat boredom, we have to start by understanding it because many of us feel bored at times, but finding the inspiration to create something new or the energy to complete a routine task can be particularly difficult when we feel uninterested. Because sometimes we started off by just saying that we're just bored, but boredom can also lead to unhealthy, impulsive behaviors, such as overeating, which we know that this is becoming a problem. Because another thing I did, Michelle, that was crazy, DMV is closed, and my driver's license is about to expire on my birthday. So I learned that DMV is closed. They don't know when DMV is going to open back up. So me, because I had an appointment on Friday, I'm thinking I'm smarter than the average bear. So I drove all the way to Westminster DMV anyway. Girl, it was just two cars in the parking lot, and they both belonged probably to the security guard. So I got mad. I was so mad. I can't renew my driver's license on time. So I go shopping. I go to Walmart. I want to spend $250 at food at Walmart. I'm buying stuff I don't even need when all I wanted to do was make some chili beans and cornbread. So what's happening is individuals are so bored to we're overeating. And, you know, and the sad part, and I'm not trying to knock the restaurants, but these prices are getting out of control. The prices of food in the grocery stores have increased. I went to just to go get.
Yeah, and I thought they weren't supposed to be able to do that.
Michelle, I went to a restaurant. I don't want to say his name on the radio, but in Oceanside, with me and my grandbaby, I bought us 2 bacon and egg breakfast sandwiches because I was running late because I had to see a client this morning. Do you know I paid $16 for 2 sandwiches? Do you know I could have bought the bread, the eggs, the bacon, and everything else to go for $16 for 2 sandwiches? I said,
tell us the name so we don't go to the store. We don't go to that place.
Man, this is what the lady said. She said, the price of eggs increased. But you just charged me for a whole dozen when I just got a bacon and egg sandwich, $8. I said, you know what? Tomorrow morning, I bet you I cook my breakfast. And the sad part, when I made breakfast yesterday, I left 2 pieces of bacon to the side so I could make me a breakfast sandwich this morning and didn't make it. and messed around and spent almost $16 for two sandwiches. So if we're talking about overeating, we can't gamble right now because we can't go to the casinos, but the stagnant emotional stress can state like depression. So how can we get out of that rut and combat boredom? We have to first start by developing a greater understanding of the purpose of boredom as well as the various forms it can take. We have to arm ourselves with knowledge before we can begin slaying the dragon of boredom with more skills, power, and ease. So we got to know exactly what we're dealing with. Because boredom...
Yeah, well, I would think you would, you know, if people, I mean, getting outside is one thing to go. You have to get out and get some sunshine and some, you know, to get out. Because just staying in the house, you're going to go stir crazy and boredom. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you exercise, you know, I mean, I know the gyms are closed, but there are YouTubes that have exercise programs on there. And I made a comment about, because my girlfriend was bored and she was cooking. And, you know, you met Marilyn before when we went to the Oprah show. So she's making cabbage rolls and egg rolls, and then she's going to sleep. I said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "You can't just do that. You got to get out and do something." So she decided she was going to go Facebook Live, and every morning she's doing an exercise show and sending. She couldn't believe how many people were following her.
Uh-huh.
So she did exercise for 35 minutes. She got some things on YouTube, and I was cracking up laughing because she's in her house. She even has her husband in his own room. And she's in her own room, and her papa in his own room. She said, "I'm not going near anybody."
Well, you know what? Right about now, you can't. You know, I saw a person today. She got the sneezing and coughing. I'm sitting in another room. I said, "You know, you ain't supposed to be doing that." You know, but the thing is, because you don't know, people are trying to stay away from each other. Even my dog. My dog be looking at me. She be mad at me trying to go outside. I'd be like, "Look, I don't want to be bothered with you either." So, I mean, people are just turning on each other. But boredom, like all other emotions, provide information. And emotions help guide our behavior in order to achieve our goal or avoid negative outcomes. You know, we talk about happiness may be a signal that we're on the right path, sadness that we're not, and boredom that we need to take a closer look at that. We need to figure out what we can be doing, how we can go about doing it, and whether it's worth doing it or not. Because I was bored yesterday, like I said, and see, my problem is I overdo things because, Michelle, I cut the backyard, so I broke my lawnmower. Now I got to put my lawnmower in the shop whenever the dog in the shop opens back up. It won't keep going. You know, I had put oil in it because it looked like the last time I used it in my front yard, it looked like the oil was running all out of the lawnmower. You know, then now it won't even start no more. I'm just done. I'm just so done. Then I go to home to Lowe's. I go on a shopping spree buying stuff I don't even need, you know. But the thing is, and where I'm getting at with this boredom and even at Lowe's, I told my daughter, I said, "Tisha, it's a lot of cars in this parking lot. Why is Lowe's so crowded?" Do you know, Michelle, when I was getting the information for the show, they were saying that Lowe's and Home Depot and even Walmart have people just cruising around because they don't want to stay at home. So they just go into whatever store they can just to be walking around, just to get out.
Yeah, I do believe that because I drove by Home Depot the other day. I don't know which Michelle you're talking to, but I did drive by, and I'm thinking, why are all these cars at Home Depot? So I talked to somebody I know whose husband does some shipping stuff from Home Depot. He said the same thing. People are just bored. They're getting out, and they're going to places. Now, I won't even go into Walmart because I hear it's so busy, and there's more people. So just so you know, if anybody wants to go to stores where there's not that many people, Target doesn't have that many people. So if you want to go walk around, and Target's pretty good size. So I've gone there twice so far to check it out, and I've hardly run into not very many people. But Walmart, no, I won't go in Walmart. I don't even want to try Costco. I hear Costco, you have to get in line at 5:30 in the morning if you want to get anything.
You do.
Dang,
Costco.
Really?
So
and I'm not going at 5:30 in the morning. I have two kids. There's no way I'm driving there at 5:30 in the morning to sit there and try to go in there. And I won't take them into the store. So, you know, but they want to go. If I go to, she wants to go for a ride. Now, today, like my daughter, she says, "I don't want to go to the park." Well, my son, he's starting to get aggressive because we have a little park But basically, it's older people that live in our complex. We do have kids, but they may have a playground there, but there really hasn't been anybody out there. You see little kids in their scooters or bike, but it's a big development. And so it's like, okay, but we walk over there just to burn them out and give them exercise. But they have a basketball court over there, and then Jesus and Juan were on their scooters. And my son was so bored, I guess. I wasn't there. He was going over and knocking them down. And he got put in timeout twice. And I said, that's it. So he come in. Then he got mad and threw his tablet. And I said, okay, now you're done. Okay, if you're that bored, go to sleep. Because
yeah,
I don't want to hear no more.
Happening because individuals are getting bored. They are becoming more aggressive. They don't know what to do. And it is getting out of control. Because like I said, I know with Tisha, she's having to try to entertain Ryder. And, you know, he'd be wanting to ride his bikes. And now that he know how to open a door by himself, I'm like, uh-uh. And
so
I
you better
know.
Put extra locks on there. Now, see, the other thing is, and like, now me, I have somebody that's a caregiver for my kids, because like, you know my kids have disabilities, okay? And her kids are home, and they live close to here. So those are the only kids that I've let in, and they come over. And we already talked about this, because I heard something about when you're talking about being bored, when you just mentioned about another month, because I heard the president gave out news about something by Easter, and now it's going to be another month. And then somebody mentioned martial law. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I was like, what are you talking about? I thought my friend from the military was joking me. And I'm like, and everyone's like, it's not going to happen. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well,
I'm like,
this is the thing. But when we start talking about martial law, if individuals would just be obedient and do what they're supposed to be doing, it wouldn't be that to that bad. But what's happening is people are doing what they want to do because, like I said, when you're looking at outside and you get up in the morning and it's a sunny day and you don't have to go to work and you have nothing to do, you want to go to the park, you want to go to the beach, and some of the parks and the beaches are actually being closed because they're trying
to... Oh, no, they are being closed now. And see, in our development here, I mean, we live in an area where we have a little park here, so I tell people that I know if they want, you know, because there's nobody there that I know that lives in my area. You know, if you want to come here, you can't come to my house, but you can go because I'm only letting in, you know, like my caregiver and then her kids. And then I have my stepson come in and help, and then that's it, because I don't want my kids to be exposed, and I don't know who they're being exposed to, and everybody's staying in. But if you... You know, like, I don't mean Ryder's up in L.A., so if you Ryder was down here, you could take him in there, because you can run, it's huge, and there's nobody there. It's not like the parks, like in Oceanside, everybody wants to go to the parks. I heard they shut the beaches down, they shut the parks down, they're posting that they're going to give you fines, and when I heard they were going to put you in jail, I started laughing, kind of, because I'm like, they can put you in jail. Okay, we already got an overcrowded jail. You're going to put people in jail? Okay, now,
well,
the people that are in jail, they're supposed to get out of jail.
I understand
what the heck are they doing?
They're releasing some people from jail. But the problem is, like, when I saw that YouTube, I don't know if you Googled the YouTube video that they had of the party that they broke up in L.A., there was a lot of women with children and stuff there. And the problem is, what they're forgetting is, you know, we know that everybody is not dying from the coronavirus, but that doesn't mean people are not being infected by the coronavirus.
Right.
So in order to reduce the numbers, they're trying to make sure that people either stay indoors and that they're staying healthy, because the sad part about it is, it's being disrespectful, because we have people working in hospitals, going to work every day. They have families and loved ones too. And yet many of individuals in the healthcare industry are becoming infected because they're getting exposed because people are not doing some of the things that they should be doing. So it's like, what can we do to cut this, to reduce the spread of the coronavirus? You know, what can we do?
Well, they're saying you need to stay in, you know, but, I mean, you do have to go out to get essential things. Now what I think is going to happen is people are going to, start to get panicking, you know, because they're worried this is going to be a long time. And so now somebody, probably today and yesterday when this inert, the stores are, like, probably getting really crowded now, because people are going to go try to get as much as they can so that they can stay in. I mean, I'm trying to only go out once a week to go get stuff, you know, if it's fresh fruit or things like that. But then the thing is, when you're in, you got to figure out what to do about keeping bored. So like I said, I moved the kids' basketball. Well, I mean, I have a backyard, so I can go in the backyard if it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
But move the basketball stuff inside. We play this thing called Fireball, and I don't know how to do Facebook Live. Otherwise, I'd do it, and I'd put it on there for people to show that, you know, to keep the kids busy because my kids think it's fun. I videoed it a little bit, and I guess I could post it. And I sent it to a friend of mine because he's there with his son. His son's girlfriend, they came down from Las Vegas because Vegas is totally shut down. And his parents, and they're down at Carlsbad, and they're talking about people rioting and stuff like that. And he said, "What's Fireball?" So I showed him, and I said, "Go get this type of beach ball, and you play it." And it's just a way to be active, exercise or whatever. But, you know, I mean, all you can do is, I think if you try to be consistent and, you know, not too structured, but to be consistent on a schedule and make sure you're not just sitting around, because it's easy to get depressed. That's where I'm seeing now that my daughter, I mean, and the sleeping, you know, she was waking up left and right, and I think she's just, I don't know, she seems like she's depressed, and I'm like, I'm trying to settle myself, you know, no, don't do that, but I noticed that my sleep patterns have been off, you know, and it's, I you know, because it's the unknown, but if you don't stay calm about it, and, you know, people are going out saying, "Oh, I'm going to get on my boat, and I'm just going to drink, and I'm going to do some drugs," okay, well, that's going to last for a while, and then after that, you're going to get bored, and then what?
Yeah. Now, let me give you guys some information. And it talks about even with boredom, because we become a global nation that feeds on entertainment. And that's one of our biggest issues, is we feel we have to be entertained. We associate living with doing, and people don't know how to sit still. And then we feel guilty if we're not doing. But inactivity has become the ultimate sin. Now, when we talk about inactivity and talk about relaxation, because I always say I have a difficult time relaxing. I am not good at relaxing. Now, we may not realize it, but boredom stimulates in a form of anxiety and stress. It evokes an emotional state that creates frustration and feeds procrastination. It's a desire to be doing something or to be entertained. It's a desire for sensory stimulation. But what it boils down to is the lack of focus. If you think about those times when you're bored, it's usually because you didn't know what to do. And so indecision plays a big part, too. But when we focus on what's important to us and what we want to achieve, it's pretty hard to be bored, because a lot of individuals are coming up with creative ways of doing things. Now, sometimes it's good to be bored, because sometimes we do need to just sit down, regroup, refocus. And a lot of individuals are taking time to do some positive things. So if you're doing some things and you want to share it with individuals on the radio, again, I'm going to put it out there. Give us a call, 516-387-1914. But I want to say that when we start talking about enjoying stillness, I have some information. It talks about that research has shown that it's not the boredom itself that causes frustration. It's the resistance to doing nothing. Because when we think about it, what happens is if you let go of desire to be entertained, you won't be bored anymore. You could be relaxing. Because some people will say, "I'm just going to go home and just do nothing." Now, I know my thing was, I was talking about my birthday. What am I going to do for my birthday? Because I've never not celebrated my birthday. And then it was, I couldn't find no eggs. So I was trying to hold on to my last two eggs, so just in case I got to bake my own birthday cake, you know, at least I could say I still got my birthday cake. But when we start, I want to give you some information, and this comes from Life Hack, and it talks about three steps or strategies to overcome boredom. They say get focused. Instead of chasing sensory stimulation at random, focus on what's really important to you. Now, when we talk about what's important to you, what would make good use of your time? What could you be doing that would contribute to your major goal in life? They have some ideas. You could spend time in quiet contemplation considering what's important to you. You can start to create creative projects that you've been talking about for the last few weeks, which is one of the reasons why I was at Home Depot. But, Michelle, I was looking for a chainsaw, right? I forgot I cut down all the trees in my house. I ain't got no trees, so I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with a chainsaw. So I bought a table saw.
Great.
I didn't realize that I had no trees, so one summer it got real hot. And see, I moved back into my rental property back in 2013 when I moved in. And one day, after me and my daughter, we cut down all the trees, got all the palm trees removed and everything. One summer, it was real hot in that house. I couldn't figure out why it was hot. It was hot. cry because I cut down all the trees.
Well, and you know, like I started, people said, what's this about people cleaning out your closet? Well, you know, I've been wanting to clean out my closet forever. So I'm cleaning out my closet and doing what I can, cleaning out my cupboards, you know, but it's, and you're right about relaxing. You have to sit down and take time to relax. I'm still doing my yoga, my meditation to relax, but it's easy to want to overeat and get, you know, and do other things. But,
it's when I come up with all these bright ideas, my back start hurting, my butt start hurting, my legs start hurting. I be in so much pain, I can't do nothing else. Cutting the yard was enough for me. Lord,
well,
I
need to go soak now after that in Epsom salt bath. I was just thinking about how maybe, you know, I said my skin, I feel like my skin's so dry. And I'm like, okay, let's see, what can I do that's different? And so I said to myself, okay, I know. I'll go take a coconut oil bath. Take a bath and put some coconut oil in it and make myself feel better. You know, just try to do something that'll make your make you feel better.
I'm going to have to because you know my massage place is closed because you know I love going to go get my little massage.
Well, I know, and I can't. You can't get your – and you know what? We're spoiled when we want to try to get our nails done, our toes done. I don't even know if you can get your hair done. Can you? Is there a place to get your hair done?
You know what?
Or are they cutting hair?
Look, I found a cure for that. I was down to my last hairdo. I put my last – Facebook Live, I got my last hairdo on. And it's kind of cute, you know. So I did do my hair, and my grandbaby was like, Granny, you going to wear your hair today? Mm-mm, I don't feel like it. I'm going to wash it, braid it, and put it away. Now, another thing is we have to cure procrastination. That's another thing. Because boredom is useful in some ways. It gives energy to do things. But the next time you're bored, why not put into good energy by tricking off those things that you've been meaning to get done? So I've been doing things like doing my taxes, but, you know, we can do exercise, read books, learn something new, call a friend, spring clean, wash your cars.
That's what I've been doing, and then you read and you spring clean and do things like that. Call on, if you have an iPhone, you can call on FaceTime and talk to people and go Facebook Live or whatever. So I think, you know, so it's you have to because especially if you're going to be bored.
Oh, honey, here's a good one. Declutter. I've been decluttering. And just basically decluttering, I've got so much junk I got to throw away in the trash. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's what I've been doing, and that's what I'm going to be doing this week. And I started doing it last week, and I'm going to do it again. And, in fact, Esperanza, who just came in to my house, she just stopped at the store to get my daughter some almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And she had picked up the prescription yesterday, and it was starting to get busy. And she said the stores, like, are really crazy. And that's exactly what I said. They're really crazy busy.
Yeah, and it's getting worse because, like you said, a lot of individuals are trying to make sure that they can have enough food for the next 30 days because they're trying to prepare themselves for that, too.
Yeah, but they told you don't only do a week at a time. But if they're going to make you stay in, then that's not going to help.
Correct. And it's not going to help, and we don't need to panic. And, you know, one of the things, like, my daughter and I, we were doing, we was making food that stretched. You know, we made, like, a pot of chili beans, and, you know, we're probably going to make some enchiladas. And so we're doing stuff like that so we're not having to cook every day, and your food can last longer. And that's why I was glad that when my grandkids came over, I only had one grandchild. I'll do one grandkid at a child. And every time I would ask her, Jackson, you hungry? No, Granny, I'm not hungry. No, I'm not hungry. I was like, okay, well, I ain't got to worry about you. We cool then. You ain't going to eat up all my food. Because I said, the one thing is most people say when you come to their house, you got to take off your shoes. My thing was you have to take off your shoes, but you do need to bring your own toilet tissue because I don't want to use up all my toilet tissue. Because we still
What? I had to tell my stepson that and when he came down because I said, I don't know who's going to the bathroom a lot, and it's okay. Normally I wouldn't care, but I'm telling you every time I go to the store, there's no toilet paper. So when you come down this time, you need to bring your own stuff because – and you're going to clean your own bathroom because I'm not cleaning it up after you're done.
So that's what
so he's like, okay. So, but, yeah, I mean, it's true. And then she bought you almonds. I'm just saying, you know, it's like you've got to be able to, I mean, I don't think, because if they were at home, you know, they would have their own stuff. So, and mine come from L.A. or Downey, and then stay down here in San Diego. And, in fact, because they want to help and do stuff with the kids, and they're caregivers and they're licensed. And I guess if you're a licensed caregiver or you're a registered caregiver or a nurse, they're giving you some kind of letter of exemption. But pretty mm-hmm. soon they're talking, somebody says something about they're not going to, I mean, they're taking, I went to Kaiser to go pick up medicine. I called my doctor and said, you know what? I want you to call me in 3 months worth of medicine.
Uh-huh.
And uh-huh. when I got there, my daughter didn't want to go. She wasn't going to take her in, but she's like, Mommy, is everything okay? I mean, they had things taped off like a murder scene.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they had masks on. They uh-huh. check your temperature before you go in. They've shut
down.
God. Only Escondido. If you have Kaiser, only Escondido
mm-hmm.
and San Marcos are open for pharmacy and urgent care.
Yeah.
Up in North County. Down in South County, there's only a couple places open.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
And I saw that. Yeah, I saw that they're only having certain places open for medical attention, too. So that's another thing is we don't want to get bored and be sick. We have another caller calling in. Let me log this caller on. Hi, this is mm-hmm. Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio, number ending in 22. How are you doing? Okay.
Hi, how are you?
I am well.
Hello.
Anything you want to share in regards to some of the things that people can do to try to overcome boredom?
I just kind of listened in. This is your cousin from Texas.
Oh, girl, how you doing, cousin from Texas? Hey, you know what? I hate to tell you, but people say we ask someone to like. We haven't really been around each other. So I'm going to have to pick on your personality because I get so tired of telling me I act like you. But I think I'm older than you. They'd be like, no, you got cousins that y'all act just alike, y'all even kind of favor. And I said, we've never connected.
Yes, ma'am.
But you have a daycare, correct?
Yes, correct. I do.
Now, what is happening at the daycare? What are you doing with the kids at the daycare? Because a lot of individuals are support, especially kids. What are you doing to keep these kids entertained?
Well, right now, I mean, I'm still doing the same thing as with normal. We're still doing our learning. We're still doing activities. The only thing that I have changed so far is once they come in the morning, I make sure I take their temperature at the door. And, of course,
uh-huh.
The parents cannot come inside the home. Just making sure everything is cleaned down, sanitized,
mm-hmm.
and everything else to make sure that, you know, they're not bringing anything in because once they leave my home, I mean, I don't know where they're going. So I
That's
have to make
true.
Sure that I'm keeping everything in my house sanitized and, you know, looking out for my family as well. But I'm
okay.
at the point now.
And you know what? And that's one of the things when we talk about first responders, daycare workers, because a lot of schools are closed. And even with the
yes.
schools being closed, people are trying to find things for their kids to do. And like I said, it's sad we only see each other at funerals. And I think the last time and the only time I ever saw you was at your grandmother's, my auntie's funeral. That was when I first saw you. And I was like, okay, we're
yes.
doing a favor. I was like, okay. But it was like, y'all act so much alike. You know, but and I know your mother was always
yes.
in the nursing field practically all of our lives.
Yes, ma'am.
So
really,
when we
yes.
are looking at this and trying to get things, you know, to where we give them some sense of normalcy, it is creating a challenge. I had one person say Saturday that he said every time he goes home, his wife sprays him down with Lysol before he can go in the door. I was like, oh, my God. He said, I just get ready. I just take my position, and she sprayed me down with Lysol. You know, but the problem is, like I said, even though we're bored, we do want to live. We do have to take things seriously. And people that are taking
yeah.
care of your children, people working in the medical field, first responders, you know, therapists, we're trying to do our best to make sure that people's needs are being met, but we do have to be considerate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have another call calling
mm-hmm.
in. Let me log in.
Are the daycares open? Is your daycare open?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Daycares are open here. We are actually open for first responders or essential workers.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm almost at the point where I'm ready to just close until this is over.
Yeah. Well, because
yeah,
so you're not taking other kids, you're just taking essential workers' kids.
I still have the ones that I had before, and some of them, most of my parents are essential workers, except for my schoolers. Because teachers are not working.
Uh-huh.
Because the essential workers need someone to watch their kids. And
correct.
And I was a nurse before, and that's what I was thinking. But, you know, I mean, I have to make sure they're fine and they're all cold, they're okay, you know, if they were to come to my house. But they're saying you shouldn't do that. But if you have a daycare, I thought they were closing the daycares, which I thought was like, that's not going to help essential or frontline workers.
Well,
right.
And you know what? That's one of the biggest problems because, like, with my daughter works for the sheriff department, and she's off from work right now, which a lot of individuals are working from home, and even working from home, that could be boring to them because even though I've never been a stay-at-home person. Staying at home drives me crazy. I can't do it, you know, because there's only so much cleaning up and cooking and all that stuff you can do. I can't. But I can sit in the office for hours, but I can't stay home. Just like right now, I'm sitting in the office now. So, but the thing is, even when she goes back to work, she's still got to find a place for Ryder because I think Ryder School is only going to be open, too, for first responders. But what we're seeing now is more first responders and healthcare workers are becoming infected by other people. So I hear because she's like, look, I can't be risking my life when I'm trying to take care of your kids so you can work, but then people are exposed to stuff, and I got a family I got to take care of, too. And when I saw her Facebook post, that was why I wanted her to call in, because we need to be mindful of that and considerate of that, because we're seeing that doctors are becoming infected. And here it is.
LA was going to get worse, and that they were shutting more places down. And school, I heard, was out till June. Is that not true?
They have actually closed fire departments, fire stations down here. A lot of police don't get in contact with it. Nurses. So it's like even the first responders are being affected by this. So for us to stay open, and I have underlying conditions. So for me to stay open and take care of their children, then I feel like I'm exposing myself. So, you know, a lot of daycares are staying open. However, I'm making a choice to do something that's going to, I don't want to affect my health.
You know what, cousin? I feel the same way because I have lupus. And I'm like looking at some of these clients like, look, just because I'm healthy right about now, I'm not trying to be dying because I'm trying to make sure you guys are getting your needs met. So I totally understand what you're saying. Okay, the caller,
can't you do Zoom, Jeanette?
That's what I'm going to have to do. Okay, hi, welcome. Caller, in number ended in 68. What do you want to add to the show in regards to overcoming boredom?
Hi, how you doing?
Okay. All right, anything you want to add as we're talking about overcoming boredom? Because we're going to be giving some tips and tools to try to help individuals in regards to what to do, because we're talking about in regards to the first responders. And you know what, I want to say this, Michelle, that is true, but the thing is with my contracts with some of the insurance companies, and they've waived some things, but before you do FaceTime or Zoom, they want you to have at least a face-to-face for the first time. So I'm being hesitant about taking on new clients because it's a matter of signing the paperwork, because if your files get audited, they want to make sure that you have the original consent form signed in the client's file.
You need to email them.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this. You can email them.
You can, but
have them print it off and scan it back to you.
You can, but you don't want to violate HIPAA laws with certain things. So some things are being waived, some things are not. So that's just a thing in regards to that. So I'm thinking I might have to take a time out for a minute. But the problem is, unless they want to do Zoom, because you don't want to expose yourself. Just like I said, this lady today, she got the coffin, and I'm looking at her through a glass because she's not in my office. I'm like, wait a minute now. You can't be coming in here coughing. So, but these are some of the things that we're talking about because of the coronavirus and some of the things that people can do to not be bored because, like I said, first responders are being positive. So I'm getting calls from Border Patrol agents that said that they've been exposed. So it is getting out of control. But some of the things that people can do. So if you are
Who is the gentleman that came on
working,
on 68? There's another gentleman that came on. Is he still there?
Okay, we can hear you still, Michelle. You can get work done without office distraction. That's one of the things about working from home. And this probably won't be a big difference, but if you already work from a remote, Michelle, I'm going to mute you right quick because I can hear your background noise. Okay, so if you are working from home, you know, you want to, sometimes that's hard for some people because they can be easily distracted to at home, but at least it gives you the ability to not have to commute because traffic has been a lot lighter. Another thing is exercise and stretch. You know, we talk about the gym, but some individuals can become addicted to going to the gym. But you don't need the gym to do exercise. You can do squats. You can do ab works. All of that can be done without any equipment. And sometimes your canned good foods can become your weight. So those are just some of the things we could do. Michelle had mentioned earlier about going onto YouTube. You know, they got YouTube videos to teach you how to do yoga, Pilates. You know, there's a lot of stuff. Another thing that people are doing is they are having dance parties at home. That's what I said about my birthday. I'm not going to miss my birthday, which I can't miss it if
you're
I'm alive.
Have
and
I'm
a dance party. You can have a dance
party. Yeah, you
party
know what? That author that I told you about with the book Meryl Streep, Meryl, with the GPS of Joy, she's been doing dance parties every morning. And that's what Marilyn started doing, some exercising on Facebook Live at a 10 o'clock game. And if it's for people who can't do exercise or do things at home because they want other people to be there involved, that's why people are doing stuff like that, because that way you can, like YouTube, you can go on there and do stuff. But you should have a dance party. I'll come to your house. I haven't been around nobody.
Yeah, we can have a dance party, be doing a Zoom dance party. Look, I'll be celebrating my 50-something birthday. Okay. So another thing is write and create online video content. A lot of individuals are becoming very creative because they're getting their thoughts onto paper. That's a great way to deal with your emotions. And, you know, Michelle, I got some more books that I need to write. Instead of me co-authoring books, I need to start writing my own books. So that gives me time to do that. But if writing is not your thing, you can work on creating digital content, recording videos, uploading them on platforms like YouTube, or starting a podcast that you've been meaning to do is a great way to beef up your personal brand. You are finding individuals that are becoming superstars that never even probably thought that they were funny, that are doing things, singing. Girl, me and my granddaughter, we was watching American Idol last night. I was just singing. She was like, oh, my gosh. You know, I probably was getting on her nerves, but I was having fun. Another thing is make art, meaning, you know, a lot of – they used to do those, what they call it, sip and paint. But you don't even have to do sip and paint by going around a bunch of people. You can do it on your own. You know, just get you some stuff, paint you something, or, you know, paint your walls. Just do something. Another thing is catch up with loved ones over video calls. So that's another one. People are connecting with one another. They're calling friends. They're calling family. Girl, Michelle, I didn't even hear from ex-husbands. I said, Lord, they must think they're going to die or something. So they calling me. I'm like,
well,
I ain't talking to
you. I can see why. But, you know, but for kids, you know, unfortunately for kids, that only works for so long, and then they want to see, like my daughter. I want to see my friend. She wants to go to school. She wants to know what happened to her teacher, her aide, where her friend is, Kata. And then, you know, she's like, you know, when I say they're six, now I got to find something else to say about why we can't see them. They're sick. Okay. You know, they all went on vacation because now if I say they're sick, yesterday she said, Mommy, I don't want to die.
I see Another thing that people can do is learn how to cook better. You know, while we out there at the grocery store spending all this money on food, because food is definitely being overpriced, you know, we can find some creative meals that we can cook, too. You know, and I'm going to ask you, cause, can you cook like your mama? Because your mama, I'll never forget when I went to Texas, she made spaghetti with corn in it. I still haven't figured that one out yet. Because when we do our spaghetti with corn. DeeChee forever trying to get me to come down there. I was supposed to came down there last June, and I was kind of scared to fly. Then I got sick, and I was like, I'm not flying out there. But I was out there for the I came out there for the TD Jakes Woman Thou Art Loose convention, but I didn't get a chance to see you guys. But I went out to DeeChee. But I do got to make a trip back down there. Another thing is,
well, you know, I want to tell you guys, if you're going to go to the store, and I know everything's overpriced, but at least you want, as long as you have water and you have some kind of, like, protein, you know, like, a lot of people don't like rice and beans, but you can get by the chili beans, you could buy the blendo beans, you could buy all kinds of different beans.
Bush beans.
So you can change
your
rice and kale in it. Or
you can't even find
collard
rice.
Greens. and that, you know, you'll survive. So you don't have to be, you know, worried about it. I mean, because I'm making all kinds of soup with collard greens and vegetables, and then I have chicken noodle soup with spinach and cabbage. And but pretty soon, you know, I might be just rice and veggies. So my lady that helps me, she's with her family, because we just talked about it and said, well, if they lock us down, we'll just all be together since work anyways and just buy 40 pounds of rice and beans.
So Michelle, when you buy your 40 pounds of rice, can you share some? Because I couldn't find no rice.
Okay, what kind of rice do you want?
I don't care. I had to buy Minute Maid the last time. I don't mind rice. I could cook some rice, but I couldn't find no rice.
Oh, okay. So, okay, well, yeah, I'll get you some rice. You want white or brown?
White.
White rice, Jasmine, okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't do all that healthy stuff because that's like buying me some food and telling me how you
well, you know what? When the push comes to shove, Jeanette, you're going to have to eat what you got.
I know. I'm still picky.
So, another better than eating nothing.
Is turning your bathroom into a spa. You could do that. And this is another thing, Michelle and Camille, I don't know if you guys are doing this, but playing games with friends and families. I know Tisha went out and bought some board games, you know, so we could sit there and play, you know, Go Fish or Trouble or Uno
or Domino. We've been playing Jenga, Go Fish. We've been playing with different cards. I have a book that's called 52 Weeks of Family Night Games. It has all kinds of different crazy games in it. You got to figure out things and, like, make things in jars and to give the kids positive reinforcement or to have fun stuff. So, some people just don't.
I guess because I'm still working, I haven't got to that point yet. But, on the weekends, I pretty much do the same routine, in which I don't go outside the house anyway. So, because I'm still catching up on work. You know, paperwork. So,
well, listen, ladies, I have to go to another conference call, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'll be talking to you on FaceTime or LinkedIn or something, and I'll try to join in tomorrow for a little while. I have another conference call because up until they shut us completely down, I have these, you know, therapy people from Regional Center doing Zoom with me.
You take care.
And my kids.
Michelle, this is what you can do.
Uh huh.
Tell them you're going to spray them all down with Lysol. That'll be your opportunity to get them back. When they come to your door, stand there with some Lysol. Spray them down.
Oh, no, they're not coming to my door. We're doing Zoom. But you know what?
All right.
I got a social worker who wants to come to my door, and I said to her, she said, I just bring the kids to the door, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring Lysol. Because she's the only county social worker out of all the workers that are working with Zoom, with wraparound services and regional center and everybody else. They're all doing meetings over the phone. And she's telling me it's a state mandatory that she has to come and see these kids. And I'm like, really? Okay. She come to the door. Well, I'm going to text her and tell her, be prepared because I'm going to spray you with Lysol.
Just don't get her in the eyes. It's not me.
I'll tell her to close her eyes. In fact, I'll put a note. You know what? I'm going to put a note. That's a good idea. I'm going to put a note on my front door. I already have one that says, do not ring doorbell because kids are sleeping. And really, if they ring the doorbell, my phone rings because I've got a camera out there. But it really works for people that don't want to ring your doorbell. So now I'm going to put on there, if you come to my door and expect me to answer it, I will be spraying you down with Lysol, so please close your eyes. That's a very good thing.
Okay, Michelle, I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
so another thing, we talked about learning something new, also reading, and meditate and reflect. You know, because as we're looking at what's going on with the coronavirus and all this that's going on, you know, life has been going by so fast, but sometimes we need to pause and reflect. We can also take this opportunity to do some things and for us trying to appreciate all the positives while we're also thinking about strategies and plans for the future. Because a lot of times, and I don't know how it's going for you, Camille, in Texas, because some individuals in California, the weather is bright, it's sunny outside, people still trying to go to the beach, they're getting in trouble, you know, they're trying to have parties, they're trying to do all of this stuff, and it's getting so out of control. But by that same token, we want to still make sure that we are reflecting and being positive. We don't want to be slipping into depression, but we don't want to be disobedient either. So how is it going for you guys in Texas?
Well, today it's been raining, so But over the weekend, no one was doing the distance thing. The judge actually said that he's going to have to take the basketball goals down from the parks, either close the parks down, because no one is doing as they has been asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, no one's taking to me, it's like they're not taking it serious, so you're just making it worse for everybody else.
And that's true.
Yes,
and that's we need to emphasize that. That is the problem. Some people are making it worse for other people because they
make it worse.
And they don't understand.
Yeah.
And they put it, it's like being on a punishment. It's like your mama tells you if you get bad, you go be on a punishment for a week. And then it's 2 weeks.
Right.
Then it's a month. And then it's 2 months. You know, it's like for real. And the problem is, and I used to tell my kids about a punishment. I didn't like putting my kids on punishment because when they go on punishment, I go on punishment. Because that
you
means somebody got a mind and basically oversee what they're doing and what they're not supposed to be doing. And another thing that I'm looking at, and this is coming from Forbes.com, and they're talking about some things you can do to overcome boredom, is make new friends online. But I want to say this. Be careful with making new friends online, especially
right.
with a teenager, because you don't want to mess around and get in touch with some sexual perpetrators or, you know, my daughter made me watch Dirty John.
Dirty John, I haven't seen that one.
You watched that movie. So that kind of got me scared right about now. I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to date nobody. Girl, I had a man ask me, well, can I come over your house? I want some companionship. You ain't coming over my house. I don't know you. You know, you
right.
call me one week, and then you want you might got the coronavirus or something, you know. So, and even if corona was going around, I ain't going to have somebody coming on my house and I don't know you.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, good. No. Well, I need some companionship. I want some friends. Girl, you better get up out of here. So, but the thing is, we're talking about making new friends online. Be careful with who you're connecting with. It's okay if you just talking, if you just, you know, communicating, and you. But don't be trying to be dating and thinking you in love and trying to be on 90-day fiancé and all that other mess.
Okay.
You know, so
I know.
It's in control. It is really getting out of control.
It really is. It is. It really is. I don't know what they're going to do, but something else has to be done for everybody to take it serious, like a complete lockdown. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of that's going to be next.
Well, but then again, if we do a complete lockdown, first thing people say is I'm grown, I can do whatever I want to do. You can't make me stay in the house. You can't make me, you know, and like I said,
and
when I was looking at that party that they had in L.A., and the police was pushing the people back, and they was walking away, and, you know, it's like, come on now, for real, for real.
It's like, my thing is, just do what they want you to do for 14 days. Now they have extended it, of course. But and they're going to send it again, I believe, if they don't get it under control, because more people every day adding to the list of being, you know.
It's like when I was talking to my daughter yesterday when I had to go out to Lowe's, and I saw that Lowe's was crowded, and there were so many people in the parking lot, and the mall looked like a ghost town. But people are cruising the stores of Lowe's and Home Depot.
That's what I heard.
People in Target. But it's like, you want to get out that bad, you just go shopping at Lowe's? For real?
Yes. So, I heard they were just hanging out at Home Depot.
Probably. I went in there because I had to go find me some because I had little critters in my garage. And that sucker opened the door and got it, walked itself right on out. I'm thinking I'm starving, whatever it was, for 9 days. I was molded because it opened the door and left. So, if you look at my Facebook page, it opened the door and it left. So, I didn't even keep it indoors. I don't know if it was a raccoon, a possum, or what it was. But whatever it was, it opened the door and left.
It left on its own.
I'm scared. I'm like, I don't want to go out there shooting and stuff. But I'm like, Lord, whatever this is, it got to go. Now, but when we talk about some healthy ways, like, we do have to take care of ourselves. And if even if you don't have to be at Home Depot and those, don't go. Don't do that to people, you know. And I would be even kind of cautious of checking people's temperatures and for fevers and stuff like that. And, you know, because there are people that are sick, there are individuals that have been infected but not showing any signs, You know, I'm not seeing get caught all up with what's going on with the media. And for teenagers,
right,
we want to make sure that we also keep their minds stimulated, find something for our kids to do. So, because if anything else you want to share with the listeners that are on the air, that are listening to us, as we're talking about overcoming boredom, what is some of the advice that you would give some of the listeners to help them to overcome boredom?
Right now, like I said, I'm still working at daycare, and so I just try to make sure the kids, everything is normal around here. They don't know that pretty much what's going on because we're staying active, doing different activities. As far as trying to say, find a hobby to do. Do something different. Myself, I do word games, or I do, you know, I'm playing cards, or you know, there's different things. I try to do to keep my mind occupied so I don't get bored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm trying to think of a new hobby to pick up. You know, I'm like, well, maybe I can start doing something different. I'm trying to figure out other things to do so I don't get bored being locked
mm-hmm.
in the house.
Correct.
But like I said, I just try to keep the daycare as normal as possible because kids can't be still. They're not going to be still. So they can still go out in the backyard and play. You know, I just try to make sure everything is sanitized and, you know, do my health checks with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cousin Camille, I want to thank you for joining me on the air at Talk Radio as we're talking about overcoming boredom. And even if you want to have some topics or people out there that are listening, you have some things you want to share, you can email me at PreciousPredicaments@gmail.com or JeanetteAbneyLMFT@gmail.com. So I want to thank you for joining me. And like I said, if you are experiencing symptoms of depression, anxiety, and you have medical insurance, therapists are still available. You can either contact your health care insurance or your network. You can do sessions either through telehealth, Zoom. There's other methods. Don't slip into depression. Don't get to the point to where you become so bored you wind up getting yourself in trouble. We don't need to have a mask of babies being born 9 months from now either. So,
ooh,
you know,
can't have that.
Get,
so that's good.
we start looking at all these kids being bored. We'll be like, wait a minute, what was your parents doing? Your parents was bored doing the whole coronavirus. You know, so, you know, those are things. We want to make sure that we do healthy things to keep our mind right,
exactly.
Stay busy. Stay safe. And until next week, remember, you got this. Don't know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow until I talk to my crew. So let's stay safe.
Okay.
Stay obedient. If you're sick, please stay at home and quarantine so that you can get better. Because what people are failing to remember is there is a high success rate of those that are basically beating the virus, but don't play with
beating
it.
Yes, play with
that. Because people, some are dying because some people do have compromised immune systems. And what you don't want to do is flock your hospitals and get your health care workers. That you don't want to do.
Right.
So, again, thank you for listening to the show. And until next week,
well,
remember.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.